driving while impaired and resisting a public officer. Those are just some of the charges against a Durham County District Attorney employee. What else we've uncovered about the investigation. And happening now, opposition about a proposed bill that hasn't even been filed yet. We take you inside the debate to bring a casino to a local county.
These temperatures are going from tolerable to a possible advisory. How to best plan your weekend around the big heat's return.
Thank you for joining us here at WRL News at 7. I'm Chris Lovingood. Dan and Ashley have the night off. We begin tonight with breaking news in Durham and a major traffic backup. A serious crash shutting down three of the four lanes on I-40 East near 550. Another 540, that is. Let's get straight over to Mark Boyle on the WRL Live Center. Mark, what do you know?
Chris, we just got an update about 2 minutes ago. Now just down to one lane closed. You can see Sky 5 live over the scene here. Three vehicles involved, all off to the side in the center median here. These are the eastbound lanes. You can see some troopers right there trying to get this cleared up. And look at the line of traffic, miles of delays. So get your bearings here as we turn Sky 5 around, looking at the impacts of traffic. And it is severe this time of the evening. This is at 540 in the Page Road area, eastbound. So Chapel Hill area coming into Raleigh, going through the Durham area. Look at the traffic there. Even if they're going to be able to clear this scene in the next 5 to 10 minutes or so, which it looks likely, it's going to be a while. It looks like there's also another crash right there as we push in. That is at Davis Road right there off the side of the road. So you have that and then this other one near Page Road. What's that? Davis Drive, brother. Thank you for the correction there. So a couple of crashes right by Raleigh Durham International Airport. So heads up this afternoon, major impacts, thousands of commuters slowed through that area. Chris.
So not a complete standstill, but again, they're just slowed
through
there. Very slow. All right. Thank you, Mark. Investigators say two people died in a head-on crash in Harnett County. It happened on Shady Grove Road near Highway 210. A state trooper there said the drivers of both vehicles were killed. Now, we are still waiting to learn more information about the victims. But less than a day earlier, another deadly head-on crash happened nearly 3 minutes away. And in that crash, a 21-year-old and 15-year-old were killed. An 18-year-old driver in another vehicle was taken to the hospital with serious injuries. The people of Nash County are meeting with state and local leaders to discuss the effects of a casino bill that's only in the draft stage. Here's WRAL's Aaron Thomas.
I'm off of US 64 and Rocky Mountain. You can see there's plenty of trees for now. Casino developers have their eyes on open land here in Nash County. However, state lawmakers have to finalize a plan that would allow more casinos in North Carolina before moving forward. Tonight, Nash County residents are learning what a large development would mean for them and the county as a whole. The discussion comes as state lawmakers iron out a draft bill that would authorize casino operations. North Carolinians have taken note of the economic impact of the Caesars Virginia casino that opened on the North Carolina border this spring. In just the first 2 weeks, it brought in nearly $12 million in gaming revenue for Virginia. Supporters of a casino development see this as a great economic opportunity for Nash County. Opponents share concern about infrastructure and gambling habits. Anson and Rockingham counties are also possible casino locations, with a fourth location ran by the Lumbee Tribe in the southeastern part of our state. We're going to step back inside this ongoing meeting on our late news. You'll actually hear from some of the people who took part in tonight's discussion. Aaron Thomas, WRL News, Rocky Mountain.
An employee in the Durham County District Attorney's Office is now facing criminal charges. 24-year-old Josiah Wilkerson was arrested by State Highway Patrol after a crash last night. WRAL's Monica Casey explains the charges that are against him.
We have been here at the courthouse asking for this paperwork multiple times, but the clerk's office has said it's not available.
Josiah Wilkerson is charged with driving while impaired, resisting a public officer, and expired registration and inspection. The Durham County Sheriff's Office tells WRAL they do not have a mugshot of Wilkerson. State Highway Patrol says Wilkerson was arrested during their investigation of a crash at US 70 and Pleasant Drive. The crash was reported at 10 last night. The Durham District Attorney's Office confirms Wilkerson is employed there as a legal assistant. He joined the DA's office in March of 2022. According to the sheriff's office's records, Wilkerson bonded out of custody. In a statement, a spokesperson for the DA's office tells me they will be referring this case out.
As part of that statement, this spokesperson says the DA's office will not be commenting further because of the pending charges and the personnel matters involved here. Monica Casey, WRL News in Durham.
WREL's team of meteorologists have been tracking your weekend forecast. And just a little spoiler alert, it's going to be hot outside. I guess you might have known that. Meteorologist Kat Campbell is in the WREL Severe Weather Center. So which of the days are probably going to be the better ones this weekend, Kat?
Sunday is going to be the hotter day. So tomorrow early in the morning, that's going to be your best bet to spend some time outside. I know a lot of folks still trying to hold on to summer before the kids head back to school. This weekend, it'll feel like it. The heat dome that we've been tracking, this big ridge of high pressure, it's building to the east, and that's going to shift the hottest temperatures to the southeast U.S. this weekend. And we're expecting the heat index to reach 102 in the Triangle and Rocky Mount tomorrow, 102 for Fayetteville, upper 90s near the Virginia line. Sunday, it's going to be even hotter than that. We're talking 108, the potential heat index, 107 for Durham, 109 in Fayetteville, even 101 in Roxborough. Both days this weekend are going to be quite steamy outside. I should mention we're tracking a few showers. These are not thunderstorms, no heavy rain, but just a few showers, light rain moving through Cumberland County. I'll have a closer look at your weekend rain chances coming up.
All right, we'll see you in just a bit, Kat. Thank you. PNC Arena is on track to receive millions of tax dollars for renovations. It's part of recommendations from Raleigh and Wake County managers on how to spend the money from the growing hospitality tax. Now, in a private meeting, the two laid out more than $21 million annually for PNC Arena. That money paves the way for its $300 million renovation project. The Arena Centennial Authority Board says the venue, it's due for upgrades.
But it will also kick off some other things that we are hopeful that we'll be able to accomplish, like getting a long-term lease extension, some development around the building. That will hopefully occur over the next 20 years or so.
In addition to that, money was allocated to the Cary Indoor Sports Facility and the Convention Center. Both Raleigh City Council and the Wake County Commission would still need to approve this. An 11-year-old boy accused of shooting an 8-year-old girl in Cumberland County is in custody tonight. He's now with the Department of Juvenile Justice for the shooting death of Genesis Dockery. She died on July 27th, 2 days after being shot. The Dockery family attorney, Harry Daniels, says the 11-year-old's mother was babysitting Genesis at the time. In a news conference yesterday, Daniels said the boy took the gun from a safe and knew the combination to access it. And three people are dead and at least three others hurt after a fire ripped through a rental property in the Outer Banks overnight. Fire crews responded to the call in Kill Devil Hills around 2:30 in the morning. The video was taken from a nearby home on North Virginia Deer Trail. The flames are just so intense looking at this video. It's a popular stretch of highway for people on vacation this time of year.
And it's sad. I mean, it's really sad. People come down here. We intertwine our lives with them. They enjoy what we get to see on a daily basis. And when something like that happens to someone that's coming down here to make those family memories and, you know, just getting together with probably family they haven't seen for a long time. And, you know, when something like this happens, it's awful. It's awful. You know, I can't even fathom. I can't even fathom it.
Mm. At least two nearby homes were also damaged. We're told the victims are two adults and one teenager. A Kill Devil Hill spokesperson says three others in the home were hospitalized. Investigators have not identified the victims, but we do know they were renting and had license plates from Maryland. A former Army Master Sergeant stationed at what's now Fort Liberty will spend the rest of his life in prison. 41-year-old Joshua Clarendon was sentenced to 76 years in prison for child pornography-related charges. The U.S. Attorney's Office says the investigation started in 2021 after a tip from the social media site Kik. Investigators uncovered disturbing details related to sex crimes against a child and even found homemade images on his phone. 500,000 North Carolina students are chronically absent from class. And WREL's Shelley Jackson looked into what's driving this and how schools are trying to change that.
Chronic absenteeism is so alarming because there's a correlation between that and school dropout rates. It's a warning sign that students aren't going to finish school.
It is a red flag.
According to a Stanford University Associated Press study, North Carolina's chronic absenteeism has more than doubled from about 1 in 7 students during the 2018-19 school year to about 1 in 3 students during the 2021-22 school year. One factor driving that increase? Anxiety. Dr. Kamala Ozell with Soleil Counseling says her clinic has seen more kids with anxiety since the pandemic started.
I would say it has increased a great deal since COVID that introduced, it kind of pulled the rug out from under a lot of children.
Dr. Rhonda Schuler, superintendent of Franklin County Schools, tells WRAL there isn't a quick fix or easy solution to the issue of chronic absenteeism. Tamika Walker-Kelly, president of the North Carolina Association of Educators, says schools try to provide resources to families so students can focus on learning.
Also trying to make sure that families have additional resources, may it be internet access for families to have outside of the school building, or other community resources such as access to food.
Educators say relationship building is really at the core of ensuring that students stay in school.
It's really a partnership between the student, the educator, the teacher, and the parent.
Most schools have resources for students and parents. Check with your school to see if they can help. Shelley Jackson, WRAL News, Raleigh.
A small plane made an emergency landing in a North Carolina soybean field. Ahead of 7, what happened mid-flight that forced the student pilot to hand over the controls. Plus, a local man who received a kidney donor almost 10 years ago is in need again. The message his family wants us all to hear in hopes of finding another donor for others patiently waiting.
I want to start right now at 7:13 in the Live Center with some brand new information from the Highway Patrol. They have identified the two people killed in that double fatal crash in Harnett County earlier this afternoon. Sky 5 was live over the scene for several hours off of Shady Grove Road near NC 210. Investigators say a 42-year-old woman, Dana Avery, was traveling west on Shady Grove Road when she crossed the center line and connected with an oncoming car head on. The man in that car identified as 52-year-old Edward Hayter. Both of those people just identified died at the scene. We'll continue to follow this story. Certainly a sad update there with the two people involved in this crash now identified in Harnett County. Back to you.
All right. Thank you, Mark. The student pilot and his flight instructor had to make an emergency landing in a North Carolina soybean field. That's because their plane ran out of fuel. You can look at the picture shared by the emergency management over in Camden County. Authorities say the plane left New York around 7 a.m. and planned to land in Elizabeth City to refuel before returning to New York. Well, the plane didn't make it to the airport before running out of fuel. The student pilot and instructor had minor injuries, but goodness, glad they're okay. Right now, 90,000 people in this country are in need of a kidney donation. That's according to the organization Donate Life. Every 10 minutes, another person is added to the waiting list. A Raleigh couple is desperately seeking a donor. Here's WRAL's Deborah Morgan.
You could step up and be a hero.
Jim needs a kidney.
That's Shauna Schwartz in an Instagram post who 9 years ago donated one of her kidneys to Jim Noble. Now at age 57, he needs another one.
I hope to watch my son navigate his adulthood. I hope to see him get married at some point.
He's on the transplant list through Duke Health, but time is now Jim and Christine Noble's enemy.
Jim starts every day with only 13% kidney function. At any time, that could really plummet.
They want me to get ready to prepare for dialysis, which would be the next step in keeping me alive.
Dialysis is not a cure. It's only a bridge.
Dialysis can be hard on the heart and other organs.
So it's hard on everything. So it's the last resort.
The wait time for a deceased donor's kidney can take 5 to 7 years. A living donor is preferred, and the surgery only requires about 1 to 2 nights in the hospital.
People have to hear the message. They have to know that, first of all, we all have two kidneys, and you hear an expression, share your spare.
The Nobles say filling out an organ donation card when you get your driver's license renewed is a noble thing to do.
Just check the box. It's an easy thing to do, and at that point, you're giving life to somebody else.
Deborah Morgan, WRAL News.
And here's the deal. When you become an organ donor, the patient's insurance covers all your expenses, including food and travel costs. All right, we are 11 days into the months-long Clear the Shelters campaign. The Chatham Sheriff's Animal Resource Center in Pittsburgh is just one of the participating shelters. They are at capacity right now with about 40 cats and 40 dogs in need of homes. The Animal Resources Director says some of the animals have been at the shelter for months.
What's the average time that these dogs have been here at the shelter?
Well, Ellie Mae that you met, she's been here for 4 to 5 months. So that's a long time for living in a shelter.
Chatham County is waiving their adoption fee for the month of August, just so you know. And we are 11 days into this year's Clear the Shelter campaign, and hundreds of animals are still looking for homes. We're making it easy for people to donate online to shelters and rescues and possibly find the next furry member of your family. Just go to WRL.com/shelters to find a list of participating shelters. Cat Camel's been trying so hard to get me to get a dog. Well, maybe one day I'll do it soon. Just got to make sure it's the right time.
Yeah, and you don't want carpets. Trust me on that one. Try to get rid of those before you do so. I love that close-up of the little kitten paw in that shot. You know, Chris, it's not feeling anything like fall, but this gives you a little hint of hope for fall lovers. We're talking football again. The Panthers at home in Charlotte this weekend. 91 degrees at 4 o'clock when they take on the Jets. 6 o'clock, 90 degrees. So it's going to be hot out there. It's not feeling like fall football weather just yet. And it's certainly not going to be feeling like fall here this weekend. Holding on to summer weather quite a bit longer. 95 is our forecast high tomorrow. 98 on Sunday. And I should mention, I mean, look at these lows. We're really not even going to cool down at night. Low temperatures only in the mid-70s. Let's look at Saturday. Hour by hour, as you're waking up, temperatures are going to be in the mid-70s around 8 a.m. Once we get to lunchtime, we're in the upper 80s, mid-90s during the afternoon, and low 90s for dinner time. So if you're doing outdoor dinner tomorrow, make sure you get a spot in the shade if you can. And the heat index stays pretty high through Sunday and Monday. Tomorrow, it's 95 with a heat index around 100. The heat index could be above 105, though, Sunday and Monday, and that may warrant a heat advisory. So check in with meteorologist Peter Shearer tomorrow morning for an update on that. I'll be back over the weekend as well to keep you up to date. The heat index forecast starts to back off a little bit as we get into Tuesday and Wednesday. Tuesday, it's still going to be feeling like above 100, but Wednesday is really our one day of relief that we could see next week. So if you're hoping for a break from the heat and humidity, that's going to be your bet on Wednesday. In Durham, out at the DBAB, it looks packed there tonight. The Bulls are in town this weekend if you're looking for something fun to do. Luckily, they've got some big fans there. 83 at Dix Park in Raleigh, 86 degrees in Fayetteville at this hour. We did have a few spotty showers pass through Fayetteville. The bulk of this rain has been to our south, the thunderstorm threat as well. So for the most part tonight, you're good to go for your Friday night without an umbrella. Your 7-day forecast is going to show increasing rain chances by the end of the weekend and early next week. So let's look at tomorrow. Tomorrow, there could be a stray shower in the morning at the North Carolina coast. The mountains, maybe a few stronger storms that develop into the afternoon. And then as we look ahead to Saturday evening, I think things would quiet down here locally. Sunday, we are looking at pretty quiet weather by midnight, but Sunday afternoon, we could see a few thunderstorms try to develop in the southern mountains. Other than that, I think we'll be in pretty good shape throughout the day on Sunday. There's just that small chance of a storm kind of to our west and east. So if you need to get yard work done, it's mainly dry this weekend, but boy, it's going to be hot. So try to do it if you can, you know, in the morning hours, right around sunrise to get the best weather out there before you get too hot outside. Tuesday morning, the low only 78 degrees. So boy, it's going to be hot on Tuesday. As we get into next week, we have that one little dip in temperatures on Wednesday, and then we're going back up as we head into Thursday and Friday. And of course, we have the Perseid meteor shower that peaks this weekend. Tomorrow night, we are expecting mostly clear skies for viewing. It is a great one, Chris. You're going to want to get out there and look up at the sky. You don't have to look in any particular direction. It's just got to be dark outside. Should be easy to see this weekend.
And just a reminder, there is going to be a viewing party over at Dix Park, I think, tomorrow, starting after 9, if I'm not mistaken.
I believe so. Should be a good time.
All right. Thanks, Kat. This weekend, you have a good chance of seeing one of the most active meteor showers of the year. You just heard Kat talk about it. The Perseid Meteor Shower Viewing Party, as we just talked about, held at Dix Park tomorrow night. It's happening from 9 to 11 at the big field at Dix Park. Admission is free. Got so excited, got ahead of myself. How about that? Ahead at 7 o'clock, two legendary names in the sports world, both tied to NC State athletics. Both are being celebrated for their place in Wolfpack history. And just a reminder, you can listen to this newscast as a podcast. The WREL News Daily Podcast features entire newscasts from beginning to end. Morning, noon, evening, and now the 7 p.m. newscasts are added to the podcast every single day. You can find the WREL News Daily podcast in Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen.
New and breaking right now at 7:24, the Cumberland County Sheriff's Department needs your help in tracking down a missing and endangered 15-month-old little girl. Not an Amber Alert as of right now, just missing and endangered. This is the press release we just got about 2 minutes ago. So this is a photograph of Raylee Reed. Take a look at these dates. Was reported missing today, last seen about a month ago, July 14th. Why that gap? That's unclear. We were asking the Sheriff's Department about that. So 15 months old. This is the photograph right here of a man identified as Lawrence America. It's believed that little girl is with Lawrence in a gray Nissan Titan. So these are the two photographs right here on your screen that we just got in from the Cumberland County Sheriff's Department. There is a huge gap here. As you can imagine, so many unanswered questions. Those Amber Alerts sometimes are hard to come out. It takes some time before they're actually pushed out on your cell phone. So if this continues on this track and they continue to call this missing and endangered, I wouldn't be surprised if we see an Amber Alert later this evening. So stand by for details on this. We'll certainly follow this story for you tonight on Fox 50 at 10 and RAL at 11 o'clock.
Yeah, we'll try to get this online for people to share too. Thank you, Mark. The late, great Jim Valvano is being posthumously inducted into the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame. The ceremony will be held in Springfield, Massachusetts tomorrow. Valvano was a co-captain and the second all-time leader scorer at Rutgers College in history. After his playing career, Valvano led to NC State Wolfpack to victory in the 1983 NCAA championship. WREL's Casey Hintz is in Massachusetts for that ceremony. You can look for her live reports tonight on our news starting at 10 on Fox 50. And from a legendary NC State basketball coach to an icon member of the Wolfpack football team, NC State will recognize former linebacker and Hall of Fame coach Bill Cowher this fall. He'll be inducted into the school's Ring of Honor before September 29th, their game against Louisville. The former Pittsburgh Steeler head coach still heads a Wolfpack record for career tackles. Thanks for making WREL your choice for local news. Keep in mind our next newscast is at 10 o'clock on Fox 50 and 11 o'clock on WREL. We'll see you.
Keep watching WREL News over the air channel 34 and Spectrum channel 1257.